multiplied favor, multiplied blessings of God. Can you give me Amos chapter 9, verse 13 to verse 14? Amos chapter 9, verse 13 and 14 says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman, and the planter by the one treading grapes." And he says something here, listen to this. "New wine will drip from the mountains, new wine for the people of God that have been sowing seeds, that are obedient to his word, that are ready to come closer this year." Listen, somebody that needs to make adjustment in your programs with God this year. Somebody needs to make adjustments in the way you're dealing with God and walking with God. Somebody needs to make adjustment. He says here, "New wines will drip from the mountain and flow from all the hills." If new wines are dripping from the mountains, what is it happening? From there, it's pouring down. And Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 10. Say, "For as the rains cometh down from heaven and does not return to me void, without fulfilling the purpose for which I have sent it," he says, "so shall my word be concerning you that I have spoken." Listen, people of God, the Bible, that's God saying to me, "There will be new wines dripping from the mountains and the hills into your bosom." And he says here, "And I will bring my people, Israel, from exile." Exile could be that place that Corona put you last year, that made you stagnant, that made you not moving forward. At the airport, there are too many people. All the hours of four. Some people work 2 days in a week, 5 hours per day. What's that one? That is the cause of this. Somewhere, many were sent away. And that in many other places. But God said, "I will bring my people, Israel, back from exile. They will rebuild the ruined cities." The ruined cities here may not be. They will rebuild their distorted lives. They will rebuild their distorted businesses and employment. And then live in them. So they will plant vineyards and drink their wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody, in 2021, you will plant your vineyard and you will drink your wine. Amen. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and they will eat their fruits. Amen. In other words, this year, God is repositioning you. God is relocating you to a place of joy, pleasure, and enjoyment. Is that up to verse 14? Okay, I finished it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the roadmap. Those are the promises of God. Let's look at the roadmap here. The power of obedience. What obedience can do. Let's start with Abraham. Abraham was a man that we can learn from when it comes to obedience. Can you give me Genesis chapter 12 from verse 2 to verse 4? Genesis 12, 2 to 4. Like I said, we're anointing you today to go and flow in these blessings that we're talking about. Now, Genesis chapter 12 from verse what now? I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will so make your name great, and you'll become a blessing. If you were borrowing before to eat, say you will not borrow anymore. Rather, people will come and borrow from you. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. Look at that. What happened here? Can you read with me that? Let's read. Thank you. So Abraham did work. What do you call that? This man was living very comfortably, right? In his own country, in his own everything, and he had the house, he had everything. Now somebody comes, say, Rose, with your husband and children, leave this house. Start going to somewhere I'm sending you. God, but where? He said, keep going. When you read it, I will tell you. He said, Rose looks at this house, very well furnished. Look at the beautiful garden at the back. Look at everything and everything. It is possible to say, God, I don't think I will obey. I don't think it's God that is talking. Right? Is that possible? But it says, so Abraham went as the Lord had told him. No questions. Brother, sister, if the Lord speaks to you this year, go and do this special project for me. Will you do it? You know, in the past year, there are people that God was speaking to. Go and give so amount of money to my church. God, you see, by the time I pay PS&G, and I pay this, I can't afford it, God. And they lived in disobedience all through the year, not doing what God wants them to do. You know, there are people that God has said, just go to that church and do something. May not be giving money now. They also argue, and at the end, they say, God, I win. I'm not doing it. If Abraham... Okay, look at that here. Let me see something here. God said to Abraham, because you have obeyed my word. Give me Genesis 22, 15 to 18. Genesis 22, 15 to 18, quickly. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time. And said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that, read that portion with me.
Because you have done this. Hey, your only son.
That because you have done this and have not held back your only son, just like God did not hold back his only son. Ask me. He was like God in that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Abraham so loved God that he obeyed and was going to give his only begotten son. What are you holding back from God, somebody, that you want to release? Are you ready to release it to God? What are you holding back in disobedience to the voice of God? So Abraham went, and God said, because you have done this. Look at this now. In the first one, God said, I will bless you. When God was giving him the commands, I will bless you. But after Abraham has obeyed, God now says, I will surely Amen? Are you following me? When he was given the instruction, Abraham, if you will do this, leave your father's house and all that, I will bless you. When Abraham has obeyed to the point of giving his child, God said, I will surely bless you. Surely. Not disputable. No doubt about it. And I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies. Look at that. Why? Because Abraham, you obeyed me. Amen?
Amen.
Did God fulfill his promises in his life or not? Did he?
Yes.
Today we say, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening. Abraham's blessing. Okay, blessings. Are you ready to do 1/100th of what Abraham did? Obedience. Obedience. Think of which areas you have disobeyed God. You've not been obedient to God this year. We're going to anoint you to go and enjoy the multiplied blessings of God, but obedience to God. That is the roadmap to enjoying it. Let me look at another personality and we'll round up and go straight into the anointing. Can you give me the book of Luke? Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7. A man that obeyed God and enjoyed multiplied. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. Peter, the Bible said they have toiled all through the night. There was no single catch, no single catch. In the morning, they were getting ready to go. Frustrated, discouraged, disappointed, confused, worried, not knowing what to do. Suddenly, if they catch, they go to sail and make money. That day it was unfruitful labor. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down using the boat, the frustrated man that was going to go home. Peter did not say, Master, I am tired. I just finished night work. And I'm tired. I want to go and sleep, Jesus. I'm sorry. Next time, or I can go sleep and then come back and take you to go and be preaching. But he sat in. And then he said to Peter, launch out. Peter began to paddle, and Jesus sat there and began to teach. When he had finished speaking, is there obedience here? Peter obeyed. He said to Simon Peter, now, Peter, I have used your boat. You launched out to the deep before, so I can use it to preach. Now, launch out into the deep water and throw the net again. Go down. Simon Peter answered, Master, we have worked hard. Yeah, Jesus knows the hard work you've done in the past year. Jesus knows all your labor and struggle. Jesus knows all about the struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But look at this. Obedience and faith. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Praise God. Because you said so. Give me the next one. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish. That was in the same sea where they did all through the night. But within 1 minute, they caught a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Net-breaking catch. Net-breaking miracle. Net-breaking blessings. That is what my people will experience this year, including me.
Amen.
So they signaled, Olumide, please come. Come and help us. John, please come. Shegu, please come. Please, Mercy, please come. And all of them came and they put their hands drawing the net. These were people that have been struggling in life. Listen, people of God, life without Jesus is an empty life. And when Jesus comes into the canoe or the boat of your life, there'll be a difference. To come and help them. And they came and filled both boats. People that struggled all through the night. But because of, well, nevertheless, because of your word. Because of your word. Father, this salary I've earned is not enough. I will pay all these bills. But because you have said your word, I will give what I should give to you. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. The blessing of God. The God, they were almost sinking in and with the blessing of God because of obedience. And I said here, Jesus asked for both. He obeyed and gave it for his use. Jesus asked him to throw and he did obedience. And the result was more and more and more catch. Much more than expected. If Abraham had said no, he would not have experienced any blessing. You know something? If Abraham had said, God, I'm not going, God is ready to pick somebody else there and send him, and the person will be blessed. And the person he originally intended to give that blessing will lose it. You know, if Peter had said to Jesus, Master, I'm sorry, I'm so tired and weak. I want to go home and sleep first. I'm not able to stay and lunch out. Jesus was ready to pick somebody else and enter the person's boat and the person will take the blessings. Are you ready to obey God and do that? I know he has listed a lot of blessings for us. But the key is in your hands to either enjoy those blessings or not to enjoy them. As for God, he's ready. What is it you held back from God? What is it what was the relationship between you and God in the past year? Are you ready to release that which you are holding back from God? Let's rise. I am ready to obey your word. I am ready to obey your word. Ready, I am ready to obey the living word of God. I am ready to obey. Oh, I am ready. I am obey you. Oh, I am ready. I'm ready. Obey. Oh, I am ready, I'm ready. Obey the living word of God. I am ready, obey you. And there are some corrections you want to make in your life. Just go ahead. I give you 2 minutes. Talk to God yourself, between you and God. Are you an obedient child? Are you an obedient follower of Christ? Are you? You want to make amendments and corrections? Are there things you want to take away? Both those here with me, those at home, you are in this service. What are you holding back from God? You ready to make it right? Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about the troubles. He will hear our faintest cries and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little fire is born and you know a little fire, oh, you will have a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Father, we come to you. These are your sons and daughters. You have listed these wonderful blessings and the great abundance that we're going to enjoy. But then you started that chapter with this roadmap, the GPS to enjoying them. And we find that too many times it is not using this, your GPS, that lead us astray. We go astray. We begin to look at our person. We begin to look at our pause. We begin to look at and all that. And then we hold back from you and we go back from you. Father, your children would have spoken to you about one thing or the other. Make it right in our lives. There will be people that will be obedient. If Abraham had not been obedient, he would have no way. If Peter had not been obedient, no way. But they were obedient to you. And they enjoyed your mass blessings. This year there will be people who are obedient unto you. We anoint your people now. Let your power flow into their lives. Power to obey you. Power, O Lord God, to live for you. Power to be like Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, every power and stronghold of disobedience, we send them on fire. Take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. We are going to be anointing you right away. Can I have the anointing? We anoint you to go and experience this abundance. Experience this abundance. We are anointing you to go and experience God's abundance. God's abundance. Why? Talk to God. Talk to God and say, God. The word of God is the anointing of God that destroys the yoke of the enemy. Every yoke in any way, yoke of sickness. We have made all those decrees and we are sealing them up with the anointing of God upon your life, upon your head. Rosh kendeshenkara bubu. Anointing. Those at home there. Lord, I ask that you bless the oil. And bless the bread. And bless the wine. As God, we anoint our people. Let your hands come upon everyone, both at home and anywhere. That your people will never remain the same. In full. Okay. Where is him? Anointing. Oh, Father, we bless the oil in the name of Jesus. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Let the power of the Holy Ghost hold on me. Hey, anointing for all of me. Vero, can you direct? Vero, can you direct them? Word it out, I fall on. I say, Yeah, let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing fall. Sing it again, anointing follow me. Anointing follow me.
Oh, you know,
shining.
Found Jesus on the other side of the lake. They asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, or assuredly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate. Because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" So that is a question that every one of us should ask God this year. God, we are anointing you for strength, for empowerment to go and do the extraordinary, the exploit for God. These people asked, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" In other words, God, this year, what must we do to go the extra mile for you? That's a question left for you to answer. Go back home, brainstorm, do an evaluation, do a heart search. How would I do it better for God this year? How will I do it better for God this year? How will I be a better child of God this year? And Jesus said the work of God is to believe in the one who has sent me. And then they still went ahead to ask a question. Jesus said to them, "Verily, verily, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven." And if you go down and down, you find the verse here says here, and Jesus, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Sometimes we think, if I don't, Jesus, I'm the bread of life. There is life in Jesus. Can I have this here? There is life in the body of Jesus. There is life in the blood of Jesus. All I need is closer relationship this year. You remember the scripture that says, "For with God, there is nothing impossible." Remember the scripture that says, "God, there is nothing impossible." This is the first. What we're getting into right now is a mark of true fellowship with God. The thing that will take us there this year, apart from obedience, is closer. That's another roadmap. Close relationship with God. Close relationship with God. That's another roadmap, another GPS that will take us there to enjoy all this. Obedience, closer relationship, faithfulness unto God. That will take us there. Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life. with him, there is nothing. There's nothing he cannot do. With him, nothing is impossible. Are you ready to go with him in obedience? Are you ready to go closer to him than ever before? Are you ready to go the extra mile for him? He says, I am the bread of life. And I pray, as we take the bread, you eat life. The body that the bread symbolizes will mix up with your body and you will not be the shame. The blood that the wine symbolizes will mix up with your blood and cleanse up everything that is there that's not of God, that's given you concern, headache, and problems. Heavenly Father, thank you. We come before your table. There is life on the communion table. There is good health. There is success. There is prosperity. There is victory. There is favor. There is holiness. There is all that we need. As your children eat and drink, let this flow into our system. As I dedicate the bread and the wine unto you, God, in the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and of God the Holy Spirit. So those of us back home, please, you can serve the people in your house. If you have not anointed them yet, go ahead and anoint them. Anointing. Okay, go ahead. And feel it that Lord come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Oh, my soul, bread of him. Oh, fill me till I want now. Fill my cup, fill it now, and make me whole. As you get your own, open it, eat and drink.
Lord, yes.
As you take yours, eat it and drink. Have you just take 1 minute, 2 minutes and talk to God? As the person taking the tithe and offering will get ready to come, take 1 or 2 minutes and talk to God. And talk to God. Go ahead. It's a privilege to come before the table of the Lord. It's a wonderful privilege to start with God. There are people that got into January yesterday, even this morning, there are no more. But God has been just very gracious to us. You need obedience. You need closer relationship with Him. You need it to get to all that God has put in stock for us this year. And Father, we bless your name for the privilege you've given us. Take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Who's taking the tithe and offering? Who's doing that?
Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Let me have it louder. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is offering time. Blessing time. This is the time to give unto the Lord. And this is the first Sunday in the month, in the year. And you are sure that this is in seed time. Whatever the harvest time is, you cannot quantify. You may know how much you are putting down now. By the time the harvest comes, you will no longer know. Amen? So, please, let's package our tithe and offering. And you remember that a lot of what we promises we vow for the building offering or any other personal vow you have made unto the Lord, that the year ended to 2020 doesn't mean that your vow is voided. And one thing I say, the principle in the kingdom is what you give, you are going to be rewarded, or it's going to be given back unto you even a millionfold. Amen. So plant in a land that is very, very fertile. Plant in the house of the Lord. Sow your seed. And when it germinates, people will come to your harvest. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you are preparing your tithe and offering, speak quietly. Those of you at home, you all know how we used to do it. It doesn't change. Go online, Four Square Union, click onto the online giving. Wherever you want to give, either for tithe or for Sunday offering or by Sunday school, everything is listed there. So give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shaking together, and running over. Amen. This is your year of multiplied blessings. You have heard what the preacher said. Multiply blessing, but we need your obedience. You don't go to the house of the Lord empty-handed. Just your obedience, and you see what is going to be the return. Amen. So speak. Whatever it is that your heart desire this year, send it to the Lord through this your offering today. Say, Lord, this is what I desire. This is what I want to achieve. It's a very quiet petition of your heart. The person second to you or sitting by you may not even know. but the Lord your God knows. Speak to him. He has a personal relationship with everybody, no matter how many they are. Amen. As we have done that, let us stand up then as we pray. Let us all be on our feet. And let us pray regarding what we have brought unto the Lord today. We want to appreciate you, everlasting Father, for making us to even see the beginning of another year. Great is your faithfulness. We bless you, Lord. And we have come before you this morning. We heard your message. It's very clear to us. And by the power in the name of Jesus, we are going to live in obedience to you. Not only in 2021, but beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all your promises, Lord, even especially concerning our children, they shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. This year, whatever is the desires of our heart, what we have been trusting you for, that which we have woken up in the night to tell and remind you about, Father, this year shall be a release of all those petitions in the mighty name of Jesus. Through this little offering, we are reaching out to you that, Lord, we love you because you have demonstrated your everlasting love towards us. And take this little token we are giving unto you, mighty Father, as an expression of our commitment to you throughout this year and beyond. And we know, as we give unto you, we shall never ever lack in Jesus' name. Our barns will be full. And during our harvest, people will come to rejoice with us in Jesus' name. We thank you, everlasting Father. We all shall not die, we shall live to declare the works of the Lord. More and more of your testimony shall be apportioned in Jesus' name. And lastly, everlasting Father, we want to record it as being the first offering from the beginning of the year. That place of worship where you have put your name, that you are relocating us to. We join our voices this morning, everlasting Father, to say, this year, 2021, shall be possible in Jesus' name. We thank you, mighty Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Ewerem chukudima. Ewerem chukudima. Ewerem chukudima.
Ewerem chukudima.
Ewerem
chukudima.
Please have your seats. It's been a great service. It's been a great service. And we give God. I'm so excited because it is a year of notable accomplishments. So I want to remind us that our prayer and fasting continues. Today is the second day. On Sundays, you don't need to call in to round up. Round up in your home. Every Sunday, like I said here, do it 6 to 6. If you cannot do it up to 6, do it at least up to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Each day, that the prayer focus for each day is right there. I think everybody here has got the program, including Sister Mercy. It's in your mailbox. Have you seen it? Good. And Mommy Tejo, sure you saw it? Wonderful. So everybody here has got it. The prayer focus for each day up till the 22nd. Every day look at it and pray along, even on your own, before we call in the evening, 7 o'clock, for the leader for that day to round us up. But every Sunday, just gather your family and round up the fasting and prayer in your home. Okay. Next Sunday, just like we do every second Sunday in January, is our annual general family meeting. Next Sunday, we start off a few minutes breakthrough prayer and so on, few minutes Sunday school. And then before 11 o'clock, we start the meeting. 1 hour, 40, 45 minutes, the meeting is over next Sunday. So please, I sent a mail to all our heads to do your PowerPoint something and send to Brajawo to coordinate it, put it together the way he did last year. It's important for record and so on. Sometimes they ask for some information from the national. You just go straight there and give them what they want. So please, that's important. Our AGMM, annual general meeting, we're going to be here. And those calling in from us, just during the service, we just have it. What do we do there? We kind of do a general overview of what we have done in the past year and all that. And then where we're going in the new year. And the heads of the department will come and take a few minutes and talk to us. And then if you have any question, you ask. And then we make some appointments of new people that will still manage the Church of God for the year. So last Saturday, we didn't have the youth and teenagers Sunday school. But this year, we'll start off. This Saturday, coming Saturday, 5 o'clock, please call into our Zoom line for our children's Sunday school. Remind them, if God is saying, I will bless the children and lift them up, please, they don't leave them to just be sleeping and expect to be. Let them be part. Call in. Services, call in. It's very important. That's one of the roadmap, being a part of the service of God. So next Sunday, AGM, Saturday, you call in at 5 o'clock, the children, and then 9 o'clock, we call in for our breakthrough. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. Please, Mommy Elizabeth, can you give us a closing prayer? Oh, there are two Elizabeths there. Elizabeth Adebayo.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Daddy, we bless your name because you are God. We thank you, Lord God, for the grace given unto us, O Lord, even to be in your presence so far since morning. Daddy, we save you that we're exalted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Almighty, we pray, O Lord, as we go this week, let your power, your mightiness go with us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we have declared, we've been speaking. Father, we pray all the declaration, O Lord. Father, let it come to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Almighty, we pray, let this week, O Lord, let it be a week of success for us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let it be a week of breakthrough for us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Almighty, all the good things, O Lord, that you have prepared for this year, O Lord, Daddy, we receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If there is any evil in this year, Daddy, it will not locate us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your mightiness, your glory, your power overshadow us this year in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen. Go in the name of the Lord. You have been anointed. Go and enjoy the favor of the Lord. Let the goodness and the mercies of God follow you. As you go in front, it is there. It is coming behind you. It's by your right. It's by your left. All those doors that have been closed in the past have been opened. So step into your open doors. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now forevermore. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. It's well with you in Jesus' name.